we got a shout to the school on Victoria Road. Arrived on scene, we could see the smoke. Well, we could see the smoke from a good distance away. Arrived on scene, gained entry through the padlock gates. Attacked the fire from outside by two branches, well, jets. And then me and Greg got donned up in BA, breathing apparatus, and then entered the building to fight the fire from inside.
It looked like a big one then, before you even got there.
Yeah, it was. We were coming down Market Street, we could see the smoke coming down Market Street, and our control room had told us that there was repeat calls, and that often means that you're getting something. So, yeah, that was quite big when we got there, but like Tony says, we got the two main jets on it, knocked the fire down quite considerably.
And so you got yourself in the breathing apparatus then?
Yeah, initially myself and Tony were involved just because there was two fire appliances sent straight away. Initially, we got the jets from the outside to hit the fire down as soon as possible. And then, as Tony said, myself and Tony got donned up in breathing apparatus and then tackled the fire from the inside.
Well, Tony, just tell us, what was it like inside?
Yeah, it was very smoky and it was quite a lot of... Obviously, it was an old disused school, so there was a lot of seats and... like trip hazards in the school. We couldn't really see a lot because of the smoke logging, obviously, but we just carried out the correct procedures for locating a fire and extinguishing it, and we came across seats of fire within the school and just basically tackled the fire, carried on up the stairs to the first floor where it was quite well developed when we got there, but we managed to get it out.
And did you get an idea of how much longer if it had been left like that, if you know, before the whole building had gone up?
Yeah, if we hadn't been notified of it, it would have certainly. It was an intense enough fire that it would have started to spread to different parts of the building. Obviously, because it's an old building as well, there's plenty of voids and stuff like that for the fire to travel through. But I'd say yeah, if we hadn't been notified of it as quickly. I think due to the plume of smoke, people obviously got us out quick enough. There was definitely scope for it to be a much bigger fire, a much bigger incident.
And have you dealt with other fires like this before in disused buildings?
Yeah, we've had quite a few fires in disused buildings, unfortunately. Usually due to vandals going starting fires, thinking it's something they like to do, but they don't realise that they're putting firefighters' lives at risk, because it is a very dangerous job, because you can't see where you're going. And we got there just in time yesterday. If that was any further developed, it would have been a lot more dangerous for me and Greg inside the building. And it's dangerous for ourselves as well if they're going to start fires, because how do they know they can find their way out? It takes very quickly for smoke to fill a room, so they could end up us having to save them.
What would your message be to parents or any kids out there, you know, that think this is fun?
Just that it's really not a sensible thing to do. It's not fun, and potentially they're taking us away from something that we should actually be dealing with, somebody that's in need of our help. You know, say an actual emergency rather than just, you know, something that could have been avoided.
So how do you feel then after that kind of job, and when it's out and you know it could have been much worse?
Yeah, we're obviously relieved that it wasn't any more than it was. Obviously for me and Tony, it's good for us to experience putting out fires and stuff like that, but at the same time, like I say, we could be needed somewhere else, and like we've been taken out to that, and it's like where could we have been else, if you know what I mean?
It's just unfortunate that people find the need to do that sort of thing when they're putting lives at risks. You know, you got a lot of homeless people that live in these kind of places because there's nowhere else to go, and if they're starting fires, it's very dangerous. They shouldn't do it. They should think about what they're doing. Because at the end of the day, it's not clever, is it?